really ever looking at is something we could clean up a little bit, but overall, I mean, coming here kind of square again, 2-2, and now it's a best of three, so it's going to be an exciting night. It's a huge game.
It seems like the theme has always been stick with what you've been good at all year, but there has to be some minor adjustments, obviously.
Of course. I mean, throughout the regular season, you make adjustments, but you're always playing new teams. Rarely are you playing the same team a lot in a short period of time. So when you're playing a seven-game series, both teams are going to make adjustments after wins, losses on different things. And, it's just about responding, to a little bit of adversity. And like I said, coming back now, basically starting over a three-game series here. And it's going to be intense tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
When a team, you always want to score first, I get it. But when a team is shutting her down like Nashville did in that last game, has it become really crucial to score first?
Well, of course you want to score first, obviously, but at the end of the day, I think, looking at this series, there's been both teams have scored first, other teams have come back. I mean, especially in our season series against Nashville, it seems like no lead is really safe. So the games have been wild, and last game they did a really good job of shutting it down. I mean, we had our fair share of chances. Pucks just didn't seem to bounce our way a few times. But I think, like I said, when we were trying to really have our push to come back, especially through the third period, I thought we were maybe a little bit individual through the neutral zone, and they're so good at clogging it up and playing with that lead in that sense. So we make a couple adjustments, and if we're in that situation again, I think we know how to handle it better.
Harvinson is such a big piece of what they do. He does in front of the net, and that allows him to take the big shots. And how cognizant are you of him and that leap that he does, and how you have to keep it clear in front of Connor?
Yeah, he's for not a big guy, he's really good in front of the net. He's not afraid to go there. He goes there all the time, and that's the theme for their whole team. They put a lot of pucks to the net, and they're not afraid to get to the net front and get in, tip goals, rebound goals, or just make it hard on Helly to see the puck. So I think it's a theme throughout their entire team. Arvidsson's really good at it. He does it well on the power play. And as defenseman, obviously, that's where you have to do a good job of trying to box him out, let Helly see the puck, but also not, he's got quick hands around the net, so not give him a second, third whack at that loose puck if it's sitting there trying to have a good body position, sick position. But like I said, it's just definitely a general theme of their team.
What could it do for this group? I mean, whether frozen or not, short of looks like dementia, probably this is the healthiest that this group's been potentially all season long. To have those sorts of options at this point in the season, what does that do for this group? What could it do?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I mean, all year long we've had injuries and guys go down. Guys, are always playing with bumps and bruises. But, it's nice to have guys coming back off injury. Obviously, Joel last game stepping in the lineup after injury. And, it takes more than just, the 20 guys playing in the game. If you want to win series and you want to keep advancing it, you look at all the teams that have done well in the Stanley Cup playoffs forever. It's a different guy every night stepping up. Different guy scoring a big goal or making a big play at a big time. And, that's what, we believe we have those type of guys in this room, whether they're, you're in the lineup or not, stepping in, stepping out for a game, whatever. We believe that we have a lot of depth here. And that's the exciting part of the playoffs. You see different guys step up all the time and make a difference. So to me, that's what the playoffs is all about.
Josh, what would you do if a player licked you on the ice?
Well, I honestly don't know. I mean, I guess until that happens, I wouldn't know how to respond. But, interesting play, to say the least.
You guys joke about it as a team this morning? Or?
Yeah, a group of us were watching the games last night. And, it's obviously the league's going to look at it. And, I mean, I don't have the answer for you. But it's never happened to me before. So, I guess in that situation, I don't know how I'd respond.
Does it reflect poorly on the game, or do you think it's not a big enough deal that something should be done?
I mean, again, everyone's going to have their own individual opinion. It's a play I've never seen happen before. In hockey, I've played a lot of games in my lifetime. I think the league's going to look at it. I don't have the answer for you as far as how they handle it particularly, but I mean, I don't think that's something that you want to see in the game.
Yeah.